We're with Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. It's year three. Are the expectations higher from outside, inside? What do you feel going into 2015?
Well, I think that they're always high. You know, we have expectations or preferences or however you want to say it with our team. And, you know, I think they handle them really well in OTAs. We definitely made the environment even more uncomfortable, and they really took to that type of philosophy. And through that, we saw some great growth take place.
Fans on the outside say 7 wins in 2 years, and that's all they really think about. How do you put that aside and move forward to look ahead?
Well, our objective is really to get this team, you know, with the players that we have, to play their best, and that's each year. And we got great competition. I'm really excited about that at our corner spot, at our offensive line, at our linebacker, the safety. I mean, throughout wide receiver, every position group now has some strong competition. And through that, I think that we're going to see each of those groups really, you know, raise their level of play. And with that, I think the expectation is that we have a chance to really bring this team together and reach, you know, some of our objectives.
It starts a lot of times with the quarterback. And number 5 worked with mechanics in the offseason, had a good offseason program, new offense coming in this year. But how good can he be in his second year?
Well, I think, you know, that's the challenge. That's, you know, working all of our players be. But when you're talking specifically about Blake, I think that, you know, sometimes that first year or second year, guys really make great strides. You know, been asked the question multiple times, you know, was it good that he played last year? You know, that was not our intent, but since he did get a chance to play, I think he went through a lot of it. And this offseason, because of his ability to play, I think he really took this offseason and knew what areas to work on. And in turn, we got a guy that really came in focused for our OTA work pass, you know, a couple of months ago. And it will lead us into a good training camp.
Any regret for putting him in early last year?
No, you know what? I think that... you know, obviously, if Chad was the quarterback and we were doing well and that turned out, that would not be a bad thing either. But, no, I think Blake Hanley, I think always you're wondering, you know, if he put too much on his plate or is he ready. But he was definitely ready. You know, he did a really good in practice, and I think he needed that game experience, which he got.
He's working with a new offensive coaching staff this year, too. Greg Olson is back around as a coordinator, and Nate Hackett is the quarterback's coach. How has that developed over the summer?
It's really been good. I think, you know, it starts up front. Doug Marone's done a nice job with Luke Butkus. And then, you know, it works back, you know, in the backfield with Kelly Skipper. And a tight end's a good group. But, you know, those quarterbacks, you know, they need, you know, Ole's presence as the offensive coordinator and Nathaniel's presence as the quarterback coach. And you can see, you know, Ole's handling the meetings, but Nathaniel has them for a bunch of time as well. And I think they gravitate to each of them. Both have their strengths, but they're saying the same message. Same, you know, theory on how we're going to go about doing this. So very pleased with that relationship.
If you had to compare the look of the 2014 Jaguars offense, just in general, to what the expected look of this year's Jaguars offense is, how different will it be?
Well, it'll be different. You'll see, you know, some things, the personnel groupings, and you see, you know, it's just a different style and a different way to approach it. So I think this offense that we have now gives us great flexibility. I think the offensive players, the wide receivers, they appreciate the flexibility they have within a certain route concept to be able to, you know, to break it off or change it, you know, from a fade to a fade comeback or, you know, whatever, a fade stop. So they have that ability within the offense and that flexibility. I know they really appreciate that.
Talking about those receivers, they have that flexibility because they've been around a year now. A lot of those guys are in year two and have a general understanding of the league. That helps when you have a few more options on offense.
Well,
too,
right? I think, you know, when we look at, we talked about, you know, we got to have a race to maturity. We got to get these guys that are first-year players to act like they're six-year players. Well, in this case, guys like Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns, we've seen that race to maturity. These guys, both these guys, are truly, you know, acting like veteran players and playing like veteran players. And that's great to see. A guy like Marquise Lee, now let's get him back healthy. He's explosive, more explosive than anybody we have on our roster. So I think his health is important and for him to have good things happen day after day. And, you know, those three right there, that's a pretty good group to start off with.
I've got to ask you about Dante Fowler Jr. Went down in the first rookie camp of the offseason. where's his spirit right now going into the preseason?
He's been great. You know, been here all summer rehabbing, and you know, he takes it on just like he's got to get better in this one aspect, and really pleased with his progress. I mean, he's getting a lot of attention now in that training room, and you know, the guys are doing a great job with him. But it still comes back to him: how bad and how intent is he? And been very pleased with how he's going about it.
He was expected to get a good amount of time on the field this year. So who steps up with him not on the field?
Well, you know what? We have the Chris Clemens and the Andre Branches and, you know, those guys, Ryan Davis. But Chris Smith, you know, after having a chance to go back and look at the OTAs in the minicamp, you know, his get-off's better. I think he's playing with more confidence. So there's always going to be a story that takes place in this training camp. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was a guy like Chris Smith.
The first 2 years, you've preached culture here, and you've been kind of the one driving the where that culture goes in the locker room and in the building as a whole. Is it where you want it to be after two seasons going into three around here?
Well, I think it is if the players take ownership of it, if they believe in it, and they start to protect it. And I think we're seeing signs of that now. We've talked in the offseason about forming a brotherhood or a closeness, and I said there's no magic formula to it. It's just something that's got to be real, and they have to take ownership of it, and it's got to take place. And it's that openness to each other, and you're seeing signs of that. And I think that's a reflection of the culture that the players are starting to own it.
One of the guys from the outside of the culture that came in to kind of help build this thing was Sindarik Marks, who's still coming back from the knee injury. It tells you a lot about the guy he is when he can come back from a knee injury like that and still be great in that locker room. He's a special guy.
He is. He not only impacts the defensive line, the whole defense, the whole team. People really gravitate towards him. So, you know, guys have the, you know, there's not many people like that that can really engage everybody in that locker room. And Sindarik's special that way. And he had that trait right when he came in. And then on top of it, to perform like he has only made him stronger.
I guess he's almost a prototypical guy in that regard for you, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we talk about a dominant competitor, you know, one that is really internally driven and elevates everybody around him, and that's Sindarik.
Let's give us a breakout player, maybe an under-the-radar type of guy for 2015 for the Jaguars.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of guys that are doing some good things. I think, you know, you talk about a breakout guy like Dwayne Gratz, you know, Aaron Coleman, those guys. You know, we obviously were high on Demetrius McCray and House, our new free agents, you know, that have come in. But, you know, I think Grazia, I've been really impressed with him looking at the tape and just the maturity that he's shown. So, you know, expect good things from him. Jonathan Cyprian, I think he's really raised his level as far as poise and maturity. So, you know, but, you know, on the offensive side, I think Marquise Lee. You know, I think that's one of the guys that, you know, people are saying, is he going to be healthy? You know, I'm really counting on Marquise. I think our whole team is. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people on his effort, his intent, and his ability to sustain at a high level.
I asked Dave this question as well, but when you go back to right when you guys were hired in the early of 2013, looking at the roster then, and now looking back at that time frame right now, are you amazed at the scope of what had to change around here?
You know what? It is amazing. It's amazing, you know, what 2 years, 430 transaction, and that's not something we're proud of. We just felt like it had to be done, and with our vision. And there were some players that left here that went on to do some very good things. But we really stuck to our vision, really had conviction on it, what we're trying to build here. And, you know, to see it come to fruition and guys really develop and getting better and playing with confidence and where it's no longer about them, but how we're going to get this team going. We're right on pace. I know to the fans, they're saying right on pace, you know, 7 wins. But, you know, sometimes these challenges that we're facing, if you want it to sustain and longevity, you know, you have to go through this a little bit. But very pleased with our team and excited to see, you know, can they take it from the practice field to the game?